Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Hi, Sheryl Crow. Nice to hear from you. It's 5:30. Well, almost 5:30. It's Wednesday midweek for some people, a short week because of the Catholic holidays coming up tomorrow and Friday.
Yes.
Not us. We'll be here all week.
We'll be here, but guess what? Alternate side parking suspended Thursday, Friday.
Oh, is that true? It doesn't bother me as much anymore.
Yeah, me too, because, yeah. It's not as exciting as it used to be, Jerry.
Not really. No, not really.
I had to text former WFAN talk show host Craig Carton yesterday, Jerry.
Okay.
I did a screen grab, and I texted him because I saw that the New York Yankees will be serving Zeppelis in a helmet.
In a helmet.
In a helmet.
In a helmet.
Oh, he was pissed, Jerry.
They do everything in a helmet now.
I don't know. I don't think they.
They do chili. But you can do chili. It depends on where you're at. In a lot of these stadiums,
they're doing other foods in a helmet.
Oh yeah,
that was Craig and Boomer's idea years ago, and we did nothing about it.
No,
in a helmet.
And now everything's in a helmet.
Was it? What was the moguls thing?
Yeah,
food in a helmet.
Helmet
mogul.
Food. Helmet food moguls.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw it. It bothered me when I first saw it, and I said, oh, I got to annoy Craig with this. Let me screen grab a picture of two Zeppelins. It looked like two balls in a helmet.
Why not?
I eat the wieners
in a helmet.
You eat the wieners in a helmet now. Okay. Here's the thing, though. You know, we've always talked about foods that you should not eat at the airport when you're going on a plane because you don't want to have to use the bathroom on the airplane. Same thing. No one wants to use the bathroom at a ballpark.
No.
You gonna eat Zeppelis in a helmet? Fried dough?
I would tell you, though, that Yankee Stadium and Citi Field, while still not brand new any longer, the bathroom situation, it's not the old Yankee Stadium and it's not Shea Stadium.
No, I just mean like...
But you still don't want to do it.
Yeah, because the bathrooms are beautiful there. But people will urinate, vomit on them. I don't know how often they're getting clean during games.
Yeah, no. I said you don't want to do it.
That's for damn sure. So I would not be eating a Zeppelin in a helmet.
I had good memories with Meatloaf.
In a helmet.
Wow, Meatloaf in a helmet. Okay.
Hey, good for him. Good for
you
him.
You want to give me pretzel bites in a helmet? That seems like a safe bet.
I don't know why.
I appreciate the melons in a helmet.
Melons there, in a helmet.
To me, I don't look at it that way as I do the airline thing.
Really?
When I'm getting on a plane, I just want to feel okay because you're trapped up there.
So you'd be less careful at a ballpark
because
you have more options and less awkwardness.
I don't worry about that.
Lick the nuts in a helmet.
Nuts in a helmet.
I don't worry about the food at a ballpark. I really don't. Not that I get anything crazy. But if I have gotten nachos at a ballpark with the cheese and the peppers and all the crap. It doesn't faze me.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I would get, if I get anything weird to eat where I feel like it's going to bother my stomach, if I have a beer with it for whatever reason.
The carbonation calms it down?
Something.
Mm-hmm. So just get, there you go, just get loaded.
Zeppelis in a helmet with a beer.
With a beer.
We're going to eat your children!
In a helmet.
Children in a helmet? Weird. I don't know.
That was a little strange.
That's a weird one. I don't think they're going to serve children in a helmet.
Now, what is the chance that you find yourself at Yankee Stadium for one game this year where we can get you to have
zero
a Zeppelin?
Chance. There's a zero chance I'm at a Yankee
I made game. It once last year. One time? One time.
The only time I've been in the new Yankee Stadium, I was on the field.
To play the softball
play
game.
Play softball, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep, yep.
You've
never gone to a Yankee game there in the new Yankee Stadium,
no.
Huh? It really is. It's
I know it's beautiful.
Too big, and it feels like the Coliseum, but it is nice. I mean, it's not the same feel as old Yankee Stadium by any stretch, but it really is nice.
Yeah, it is cool. It was cool being on the field.
Yes.
Yankee Stadium, man.
And getting in the batter's box.
Yes.
And seeing your name and your face on the scoreboard.
Yes.
That one threw me for a loop.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was wild.
And I got one of those Yeah Jeets t-shirts.
I remember.
And I took a photograph standing with that shirt on.
At shortstop.
At Derek Jeter's position.
I do remember.
That was cool.
That was cool. We've
See,
done some
cool
things.
I don't like to go anywhere, but if when I get to places and I get to take a cool photo, then I'm in.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So let me ask you this. Your overall experience from that was, on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm going to give that an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
What was your panic level on a scale of 1 to 10 leading into that, considering that was a Wednesday or a Thursday night?
As a panic of a 10.
But was it worth it? It was pretty cool.
You have that great picture with you and Sarah Hughes.
Hughes-Dukes. Yeah. She was the Olympian skater, Sarah Hughes.
There are very few people in this world that get to do what we did.
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
I have, because my name on the back said Dukes.
Yep.
I got a picture.
No, we get it.
Hughes-Dukes. But then also, same day, same event, Kenny Albert. So I stood next to him, Albert Dukes, which is my real name.
There you go.
That was cool, Jerry.
That is very cool. I remember I took a picture for when we played another softball game there with Chris Christie, when I thought he might, well, he did run for president, or at least tried.
Yeah.
Like, if this guy ever becomes president, like, I have a picture in the dugout at Yankee Stadium with potentially the president of the United States.
That was
kind of cool.
Very cool.
But that didn't happen.
I see Jordan Montgomery finally landed with the team, Jerry.
Arizona
Diamondbacks, 1 year, $25 million. In current baseball money, Jerry, is that a lot of money?
I think it's a good salary for a starting pitcher and someone who excelled last year in Texas.
So it's about what you thought it would be.
Yeah, I mean, I think... I would guess that Scott Boras was probably telling him he's going to get 5 years, 150, which didn't happen, or 5 years and 180, right? If you figure $30 million a year, so he got 25 with a vesting option for another year next season. I don't want to call it a bargain. $25 million is not a bargain. But I would say he got significantly less and a lot less years than he was probably told he would get by Scott Boras. And the same thing for J.D. Martinez with the Mets. Supposedly he wanted $15 million a year, $20 million a year, something like that. He wound up getting 12, but only 4 of it now and the rest deferred. That's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Yeah, I look at it and I said right from the get-go, I thought the Mets should sign J.D. Martinez before the Kodai Senga injury. I know McMonagle's been on that too. The problem you do have, and I understand the issue with the luxury tax, is both teams will be over the tax, and that $25 million really is $50. Because you're going to have to pay the luxury tax of 100%. It's tough. It's, you know, Jordan Montgomery's good. Is he that good?
No.
And I know it's a weird way to look at it because it's not just his contract. It's everybody's contract that gets you to that number. But because you're at the number already, anything you add now is going to be double. So I don't blame the Mets or Yankees for not signing them, but I would have.
Did Blake Snell get more money than that?
Blake Snell got, I want to say, from the Giants, I think two years guaranteed.
In the middle of that right
and
now.
And I think he got 50 or 60 max.
All right, Jerry,
I want to say he got 52 for 2 years. Should come right up.
Yeah.
Not coming up? Blake Snell
2 years, 62.
Oh, 62, not 52. Okay. There you go.
I saw a weird photo on the internet. I think Funhouse put it out.
Oh, Blake Snell?
It was of the 94 Rangers parade.
Oh, with Mike and Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mike and Chris were in a convertible. Mm-hmm. Mike looked like he's about to roll out of it. Because he's sitting up on the, you know, would you ride
when Chris annoys him. Gotta go.
Let me just roll right out of here.
That's right.
And Howie Rose said he's in that photo. I saw that.
Probably. He was the play-by-play announcer for the Rangers.
But you can't tell it's him. He said he's the guy in the red shirt.
Oh, okay.
But I couldn't tell it was him. But
yeah. That year for them was why. They went to so many events.
Mike and Chris?
Yeah. They were on planes constantly going from game to game, city to city, following the Knicks and the Rangers for that whole thing.
Yeah, Vancouver to Houston.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty wild. Like, it was a big deal.
And doing live shows there?
Yeah.
Back when it wasn't so easy to do.
And Mike was doing the live from the play-by-play during that era as well at the Garden, remember?
Remember that show. I didn't realize it was 94, but I do remember that show briefly.
And I saw the Rangers were the first team they've made the playoffs today,
yeah.
Jerry.
Also for 100 points. They now surpass Boston for first place in the East.
Who do you think?
They don't want to win the President's Cup.
Doesn't usually go well for them.
That's a curse.
Who do you think goes further, the Rangers or the Knicks?
I think they both get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Really?
Yep.
But no further?
No.
That'd be a nice little run, though.
No, you know, I'm going to change that. The Rangers. I think the Rangers will be in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Really?
I do.
We're going to get a Rangers Stanley Cup while Boomer's sitting right here?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Well, we've had it before. They lost to the L.A. Kings in the Stanley Cup Finals in, I forget what year it was, 15, 14, I don't know.
What?
We've had that run.
And Al, you and I were at that
you don't remember?
Fire Island, and he had that event at the Island Mermaid, but he was late to
that
it.
That was Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, he was late to it because that game went into
overtime,
double overtime, and they lost.
I don't remember the whole Rangers Stanley Cup run? They didn't win it. They lost to the Kings. The Kings beat the Rangers and the Devils in like back-to-back years or something. You don't remember the... No?
No. It's so crazy.
We've had that.
There's just like... The Mets being in the World Series in 2015 doesn't really register.
Really?
I guess because they lost?
That to me does register because of all the Matt Harvey stuff.
Noah Syndergaard.
The whole Cespedes stuff. Like, yeah. That season was still...
Wilmer Flores.
It wasn't even the season. It was the middle of July stretch run through the rest of the season. It was a lot of fun. I'm surprised that they still won the pennant.
I remember going out and watching those games like on the weekends at a sports bar.
Yeah. That was when you thought the Mets were about to embark on a unbelievable journey of winning.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Oh, and Noah Syndergaard sailed that ball over that dude's head on the
Which wasn't over his head. It was over the inside part of the plate. The dude ducked in and then made something out of it, and it was nothing.
Okay.
If you go back and watch that video, that ball is high. It's not over his head. It's up and in. But it's on the inside part of the plate and in.
His reaction made it seem worse.
Because he was expecting it.
Oh, okay.
That's why. We'll take
He's
a quick
expecting it plugged right in the head.
Pretty much. I'll take a quick break. 5:39. Well, we're actually more than halfway home. Well, Boomer and Gio will be just getting started at 6 o'clock here on The Fan.